you in 0TR.
Hi, Tom, W4NGU.
Good morning, Phil. You headed to work this morning? We're just up here at the trash dump.
Top golf.
Oh, I remember you having that appointment. Boy, that's as far uptown as you can get over there. Take a pocket full of money.
Too bad. We got a group rate. And they're supposed to give us a little breakfast. I don't know if that'll be a continental breakfast or what they call breakfast.
I don't know. I was just going by what you said the other day. You said they was real proud of their restaurant stuff. the leaves are falling on my truck here. I'm waiting on Bernice. She's putting in the recycle stuff. Well, I guess you're getting ready to get your tower up, huh?
Yeah, me and Steve got another little project going before that. But it's I'm glad to have some cooler weather, I'll tell you.
It's my War Department. Good
morning, Phil.
Hey, Bernice. I heard about your cooking this past week.
Who was that from?
You.
Oh, she made some delicious apple strudel the other day. And, no telling what all. I can't remember what else you made, Mom. Not much else. She's cutting down a little bit, Phil. Save it for next week, I guess. She's got to make all of this stuff for Amy's Oktoberfest. And I guess, as usual, there are going to be about 60 people at that.
That's a lot of person for one, a lot of people for one person to make all the food for. She'll have to start a day or two ahead.
Because they've done it for the last 15, 16 years. And Bernice, you start a day before, don't you? I think, yeah. Bernice starts a day before because she makes all the German desserts for Amy's Oktoberfest.
I need to get on the list, the guest list for the Oktoberfest.
You're already on it, my friend. If you want to come to it, all you got to do is let me know. I'll get you an invitation sent over there, but you don't need an invitation. You don't have to bring anything, and they provide all the food, and it's kind of a buffet, and there's all kinds of German food, put it that way, and you just walk around and go out through the screened-in porch and go out in the yard and sit down, or you can sit down there at the kitchen table where I usually sit and with Bernice and stay in the house and just grab an easy chair. It's really a nice bunch of people, mostly neighbors and engineers from General Electric and such. And, even got one good friend who's a retired nuclear engineer from a submarine. I always get a kick out of talking to Rick, because we used to chase them guys around.
Now, where is this?
It's down in the Mahaffey Plantation. Steve knows where it's at. It's south of 14 in Pelham. And it's 58 Griffith Creek Drive is the actual address. And what date's it on, Bernice?
The 9th.
Is that a Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Talk to you about that. Sounds good. I was afraid you were going to say end of the month, and I have plans for then, but, well, that sounds like a big deal, sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful, and you meet a lot of nice people with a lot of backgrounds, and, oh, there goes my neighbor. She's just getting over the COVID. Oh, I hear they come out with a new pill now that helps to cure it, or, well, I don't know about curing it, but there's a new pill out for in the hospitals and that. So that's good to hear. Kathy, oh boy, she had it bad. and she wouldn't take a shot, but nonetheless, don't want to get off on that subject. But yeah, we'd love to have you and the wife, and you're certainly welcome, and I can get Amy to send you a invitation if you want me to.
Let me talk to Teresa about our scheduling and see what's going on. That sounds good, Tom.
I think they usually, I know 4th of July they have a little bowl there for a donation, but nobody's required to give anything, and especially you. You just come on down because we're providing a good deal of the food. It's all free, and there's every kind of beer out there in the world, and I don't know what you call them, coolers out back. And there's a hot tub out there, and I don't think it might be in the hot tub, but they can if they want. And it's a beautiful home, a beautiful area, and really great people.
So big, she might have to start requiring a little pay. I had a friend, he's deceased now, but he was quite wealthy, and every year he had sponsored a gospel sing on his big place and fed everybody, and hundreds of people would come, and he'd put a bucket out there and nobody would put anything in the bucket, and he did it for years, and finally he just said, you know, I'm just going to quit. If you can't give $2 or something, you know, just as a tip, if nothing else, people will take advantage of you.
Amy and them have done this for so long. They do the 4th of July, and they put on it's just amazing. About $1,000 worth of fireworks go up usually. They didn't have quite as much this year because there was a shortage of fireworks. But there's been as many as 100 go to that. And the thing about it is they trickle in at different times. Once you usually start at 6:30, and they're in and out. Some people come in and eat and just leave. Other people come in and sit around and chat for a while. You're welcome to do whatever you're comfortable with. And it's just something they love to do. Don't ask me why. 16 years.
And I think it's you, because when you let up, the repeater was clear, but you went completely down into the noise for most of that transmission. I got absolutely nothing. And it didn't sound like you were behind the building. It sounded like your transmitter was losing power. I don't know.
Okay, how's that sound now?
Scratchy, but much better.
Well, it could be. I think I turned this up to high power the other day.
Peter, strong.
Down to now, Phil.
Good.
It's backed out from under the carport. I turned it down, but I've talked many a times under the carport to everybody. This is an old radio. It's an old Yaesu 7800.
Sounded fine now. That's what it was. Don't worry about it. I think everything's fine. It just wasn't happening under the carport today. I'm where I'm going, Tom. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. W4, never give up.
Okay, Phil. Great to hear you. Yeah, Amy just sent a picture of our oldest grandson. He was less than 5 pounds when he was born in the NICU, and he's now 6'4" and about 200 pounds and wears a size 16 shoe. We're blessed. And he got a Mustang for his birthday. 70 Treesville, W4NGU and 0TRs, now clear in QRT.
Thanks, Tom. See you later.